personally, you know, no matter what the job has been, when I've had a chance to hire, I've always hired women because I think their diverse perspective, their strong viewpoints, their incredible intelligence and diverse skills that they bring to the job only make me as a leader stronger, as well as make the team as a whole stronger, and therefore the business and the impact that we can have on the world to make the world a better place that much stronger.
I'm Michelle King, and this is She Innovates, a podcast that shares the stories, challenges, and triumphs of women across innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. So today we're going to do something a little different. We're actually having our first male guest on the show, Chief Sustainability and Social Impact Officer at HP, Nate Hurst. In this interview, Nate and I will discuss a very important topic, which is how women can play a key role in driving innovation and what business leaders can do to support women's advancement in technology. McKinsey's 2018 report, Delivering Through Diversity, actually found that an increase in diversity in business leads to stronger financial performance. This study reaffirms the positive link between having more women on executive teams and higher profitability. So really, increasing the number of women in your workplace just makes good business sense. So Nate, I thought we'd get started by maybe getting you to share a little bit about this link between gender equality and innovation and technology. You know, why is gender diversity so critical to businesses' success, and why is this a global issue?
Look, I mean, we know that when women enter the workforce and have greater equality, really, you know, communities at large and economies thrive. If you look at, you know, if women played an identical role as men in the labor market, it could add up to $28 trillion to global GDP by 2025. You know, they make up more than 40% of the workforce in more than 80 countries in the world. And by our estimations, in the next decade, 1 billion women, mostly in the developing world actually, are going to enter the formal economy and become, you know, new economic contributors. And to me personally, this is very exciting because I think it's going to lead to new innovation and new technologies being developed to meet the changing needs, you know, of that economy in the future. So really, when you think about it, without giving women and girls the opportunity to learn the skills to succeed in the workforce of the future, the gender economic gap is only going to continue to, you know, widen. And as a result, we're all going to be held back from the full potential for innovation and economic growth. And businesses, multinationals, you know, like an HP, certainly, you know, would not reach their full potential either.
That's right. And you know, I just wonder if you could maybe share a bit more about this link to sustainability. You know, how are sustainable business practices actually critical to ensuring greater equality in the workplace?
Sure, absolutely agree. There's a strong link. In today's business environment, true innovation really comes from employees with diverse backgrounds and experiences. You know, and as a global company like HP, we absolutely rely on top innovation talent to stay ahead and to survive in the marketplace. And our community of employees really, really helps us identify opportunities as well as blind spots and continuously serve a really diverse customer base. So if you don't have diverse talent within your organization and don't put them in roles where they can be, you know, leading some of the innovation, you're not going to be able to keep up with the external pressures and demands of, you know, what is increasingly a more diverse customer base. And more broadly, you know, customers, partners, investors, our employees, they're all demanding sustainability leadership from big multinational brands. And we only see this trend accelerating in the future.
Nearly all industries struggle to close the gender gap. Tech and innovation in particular are sectors that tend to be male-dominated, and this often presents a range of barriers to women's advancement. So Nate, you know, with all the work that you do globally, could you maybe share, you know, what you think some of the biggest challenges are to advancing gender equality?
I think the biggest challenge is access to quality education. One of the most fundamental barriers to equality globally is, you know, access to equality education. For example, so many women and girls around the world don't have access to quality educational resources to help them learn to read. And the reason that's important is illiteracy is linked not only to economic disadvantage, but also to things like a low self-esteem, low political participation, and can lead to, you know, many negative health outcomes as well.
And, you know, given that you're a sustainability leader, what role do you think you play in trying to address this problem of women and girls not having access to quality education?
So, you know, as both a leader of a team and a company, but more importantly, is a leader in the world and the global marketplace. I mean, I really feel I have a strong role to play as a man, and frankly, it's incumbent upon all of us to really prevent factors like, you know, poverty, geographic isolation, minority status, you know, any number of disabilities, gender-based violence, and, you know, in some countries, the traditional attitudes about the status and role of women. You know, all of those are barriers and continue to be big barriers of equal access to education in many parts of the world. And if you go a step further and think about the technology age that we live in, it's only going to increase and intensify, you know, in the coming years. I mean, more and more people are getting access to technology, and technology continues to advance. So, you know, the skills necessary to keep up with that rapid pace keep changing. And I firmly believe that education supported, you know, and enabled technology is absolutely essential. And in fact, I share HP's belief that all children having access to a quality education enabled by technology is a human right.
You know, technology, though, it's funny. It's often a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you know, it can further the digital divide because the advancements leave people behind. And on the other hand, it also presents an opportunity to close that gap. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, in today's rapidly evolving world, right, the internet, new technologies, they're amplifying access to goods and services, which certainly can bring significant opportunity. You know, it can open doors that, you know, we probably can't even imagine yet. But really, it can only do that for those who are equipped with the skills to seize it. So just holding a piece of technology is not enough, right? You need the skills to be able to utilize it to your advantage. And if you have those, you know, it can open doors to things like entrepreneurship, enabling anyone to create a business and, you know, reach a global marketplace literally overnight now. Or it could, you know, on a personal level, provide you, you know, access to information and resources better enable your personal health or your family's health or financial management.
Yeah, but just on that, Ben, I mean, do you have an example you can share maybe of how innovation or technology can champion women and girls? You know, anything specifically that you do at HP?
Yeah, at HP, for the past 9 years, HP Life, which is a program of the HP Foundation, has been giving hundreds of thousands of women the tools and confidence to build their own businesses. So HP's learning initiative for entrepreneurs, what it is it's free to use. It's open sourced. It has 27 online courses currently available in 7 languages, and is really designed to enable anyone to access essential business IT skills training.
It sounds like an amazing program. I mean, particularly with 7 different languages. But, you know, what is the impact that you've actually seen for people who've participated in the program?
With women, you know, 82% of women who have taken part in HP Life and, you know, done some of our surveys capturing their experience have said that participating in the program, learning some of these skills, has really increased their confidence in their own future, which we take great pride in. And in Tunisia, HP works in partnership with USAID, UNIDO, and the government of Italy to support a project which offers access to free training, technical assistance, some business coaching, as well as just general capacity building and giving them access to additional education institutions. What we do specifically, you know, from the HP side is we provide computing and printing technology, and we support entrepreneur skills development through the HP Life courses that I mentioned. What we've seen is that 42% of the 160 startup businesses that have resulted from this public-private partnership came from female entrepreneurs. Just a few, you know, to mention, Safi Zindini, you know, this was a 23-year-old woman who opened the city's first podiatry practice. And then you had Hafa Ben Fra, who started her own marketing and social entrepreneurship business that's now thriving. And Yamini Fercini, she turned her love of art that had developed through, you know, many generations in her family into a manufacturing business. So we feel like we're making impacts in places like Tunisia. That's just one example. We're doing that, you know, in other countries as well. And in particular, Tunisia in early 2017, the group that I mentioned that's helping resource this came together and actually scaled the program. And we think we're going to create more than 6,000 new jobs for young people in Tunisia over the next 5 years.
It's so incredible to learn about all the initiatives that organizations have in place to champion the needs of women and girls. But what men do or fail to do is really critical to truly advancing women in the workplace. For male leaders, there are certain practices they can undertake on a day-to-day basis that will move all of us closer to having more inclusive teams and businesses. You know, Nate, I just wondered, as a male leader, if you could maybe share with us, you know, what role you think men play in advancing women in tech and innovation?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's true, men can and frankly should play a key role in championing the needs of and contributions to women in innovation and technology. I think it's important to be deliberate in supporting women in technology. You really have to take the extra step as a leader. And sometimes it can be some of the most subtle things. For example, you know, I think it's really important for all of us to listen twice as often as we speak, especially as male leaders. I try to be aware of my whole team and not just those who speak up, but even more aware of those that don't, and really invite those diverse voices and perspectives into the discussion. You know, truly listen first and hear what they say. So one piece of advice that I would give for all leaders, but in particular men, is to become an active listener and make sure that, you know, you draw from diverse backgrounds. I personally, you know, no matter what the job has been, when I've had a chance to hire, I've always hired women, because I think their diverse perspective, their strong viewpoints, their incredible intelligence and diverse skills that they bring to the job only make me as a leader stronger, as well as make the team as a whole stronger, and therefore the business and the impact that we can have on the world to make the world a better place that much stronger.
Nate, you know, it's been a great interview. There's been a ton of amazing information that you've shared with us. I just wondered if you could maybe give some really practical advice on steps that leaders could take day to day to try and build a sustainable business, but that also champions women.
I would say I've been fortunate and lucky enough to have many female bosses and mentors in my life that have helped shape who I am today. And now in my current role as, you know, Chief Sustainability Social Impact Officer, I have that opportunity to mentor the women on my team, as well as other males in other organizations. So, you know, maybe I'll just leave you with kind of three big things. I think one, lead by example. You know, every leader should really be looking to build their most effective, high-performing team. And that's only going to come from bringing together people with diverse thoughts and talents. And I think gender inclusion is absolutely essential and right at the heart of that. And what you'll see is innovation will follow. I will also say, raise your expectations. Expect more from others. Ask for the actions you want from, whether it be your suppliers, your partners, your peers, your coworkers, NGO partners, and so on. And then thirdly, I would say, you know, it's incumbent upon any leader to be informed. I mean, engage in ongoing conversations, both internally and externally to your organization. You know, read articles writing on this topic. Follow people like you, Michelle, who do incredibly impactful work. And really consider, you know, how those conversations that are happening out there apply to you. You know, the whole challenge of inequality and bias is that it's really too often invisible. So make it visible first to yourself and then to others. I mean, what I've tried to do is, when there's things out there happening, create the space within my team calls, as an example, to just offer it up, to say, guys, this is a safe space right now for us to just have a conversation about this. If you're carrying that to the job and your mind is on things, you know, whether it be some of the recent things that have happened in industries like Hollywood, you know, let's have a conversation about it.
So my key takeaways from the interview with Nate are really that diversity is core to innovation. In today's business environment, true innovation really comes from businesses that have a diverse employee base. And every one of us can take active steps to support, mentor, and sponsor people who maybe don't quite look like us at work. And this is really critical for breaking down so many of the barriers that women and minorities face in the workplace. So maybe next time you're in the office, think about how you might go about doing this. I really hope you guys are enjoying the conversations we've been having so far on the show. Dr. Crystal Johnson from NASA will be joining us on the next episode, and she will share her journey advancing women in STEM. Thanks, everyone, and we'll catch you guys again next week.
From the Human Group, She Innovates is a podcast created with support from SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.